This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The Aurora Police Department's treatment of a black family earlier this week has led to a criminal investigation. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
In a statement, local district attorney George Brockler says he won't hesitate to file charges and prosecute the officers involved if his office determines a crime was committed. Video of the incident shows members of the family, including two children and two teenagers, face down on asphalt. Officers drew their guns and handcuffed two of the girls. Police mistook their vehicle as stolen. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson has apologized and in a statement says she welcomes the review. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Colorado State University has put a hold on all activities related to football. That includes practices, workouts, and team meetings. Athletic Director Joe Parker says he's received reports of racism and verbal abuse within the athletic administration and the football program. He released a statement Friday calling the allegations extremely troubling, but gave no specifics. He asked CSU's president for an investigation into the claims. And volunteer pilots will fly to 30 different airports in Colorado to deliver over 400,000 masks. Planes will take off from a Centennial Airport starting today and will travel across the state over the next few days. The masks will be distributed to airports for workers and passengers to use. The supply comes from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Another day of warm temperatures across the state, highs in the mid-90s for Denver. This is CPR News.